From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope that listeners, all of you are fine. And today, you can also do your best, listeners. And listeners, for today's edition, I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs started with news and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news, and stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. Nusantara Maritime Village supports Golden Indonesia Goals. ASEAN Summit 2023 has massive impact on tourism and promotion investment. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Nusantara Maritime Village program initiated by the Indonesian Navy aims to help achieve the goals of making Indonesia become a developed country in 2045 as reflected in the Golden Indonesia 2045 vision. This was said by Naval Chief of Staff Admiral Muhammad Ali while inaugurating the program in Untung Jawa Island, Thousand Islands Administrative District on Monday, as reported by Antara State News Agency. Ali further explained the program aims to develop and empower coastal areas, which is within the purview of the Navy. The Chief of Staff emphasized that as a state apparatus, the Navy has a vital role to realize the strategic agenda, and the Navy's capacity in this program is consistent with the law, which is to empower maritime defense. Indonesian Minister of Tourism Sandiaga Uno has pointed out that the ASEAN Summit 2023 has a very positive impact on the economy. At the weekly brief with Sandi Uno on Monday in Jakarta, Minister Sandi stated the economic impact of the tourism and creative economy sector at the ASEAN Summit 2023 is predicted to reach around $15 to $30 billion earned from each MICE meeting, namely meeting incentive, convention and exhibition, plus the purchase of micro, small and medium enterprises products. However, Minister Sandi conveyed the biggest impact is in tourism and investment promotion, which reaches 1 trillion rupiah.
Namun yang paling besar menurut saya adalah dampak.
According to me, the biggest impact is tourism as a whole and also investment promotion, because in every ASEAN country, the picture in the media is President Jokowi and the president or leader in his country with a background of a Finnish boat. That's an extraordinary promotion, and maybe the media get value over $75 million. Based on the rough count, maybe more than that. It can reach 1 trillion rupiah in terms of value for the media. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy has also conducted a survey of 350 delegates out of a total of 600 delegates for the ASEAN Summit 2023 from May 9 to the 12, 2023. As a result, 64% of respondents rated the ASEAN Summit 2023 as very good, 87.6% of them stated they would return to visit Labuan Bajo, and 800 of respondents would recommend Labuan Bajo as a preferred tourism destination. According to the respondents, services considered satisfactory were hotel services, meeting venues, accommodation, and ease of information in activities. Next, we have the Indonesian Public Works and Public Housing Ministry that said it is optimistic that the Presidential Palaces development in the new capital, or IKN Nusantara, will progress according to plan, and the palace will host Independence Day celebrations in 2024. According to Head of the Ministry's Nusantara City Infrastructure Development Task Force, Dennis Hidayat Sumadilaga affirmed at a teleconference on Monday, his site will ensure the Presidential Palace's development progress is consistent with the plan, and it can be used by August 2024. The last national news comes from Indonesia's Energy and Mineral Resources Ministry, and South Korea agreed to cooperate on the development of an e-mobility center on Monday, as reported by Antara. Ministry official Dadan Kusdiana pointed out the strategic cooperation project demonstrates the two countries' commitment to reducing greenhouse gas emissions and reaching the net zero carbon target. He informed this project has been initiated with the installation of the solar-powered electric vehicle charging system in Indonesia. Now we move to the international news. As the United Nations on Monday officially commemorated the Palestinian Nakba, or catastrophe, for the first time, President Mahmoud Abbas told representatives of member states that his people have the right to live in freedom and dignity in their own independent nation. As quoted by ArabNews.com, he also called for Palestine to be granted full membership of the United Nations. It currently holds the status of non-member observer state, which was granted in November 2012. The United Kingdom will send hundreds of air defense missiles and armed drones to Ukraine on top of the Storm Shadow cruise missiles announced last week. The move means the UK is going further than any other country in providing weapons with the potential to tip the battlefield in Ukraine's favor. Earlier, President Volodymyr Zelensky met the UK's Rishi Sunak as part of his tour of Western allies. As reported by BBC.com, Mr. Zelensky said it was important for the West to send fighter jets as well, but the Prime Minister said providing fighter jets was not a straightforward thing, although he did say the UK would form a key part of the coalition countries providing that support. We end the news with the Vietnamese embassy in Japan. In its press conference held on Monday, stated Vietnamese culture, cuisine, and tourism will be promoted at the Vietnam Festival 2023 to be held in Tokyo in June. As reported by VOVworld.vn, the annual festival is expected to attract around 180,000 people with 140 booths showcasing typical Vietnamese products. The program will also include musical performances by Japanese artists. This year's festival theme Hope shows the desire and expectations of the people, enterprises, localities, and governments of both countries. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Oh,
Listener, today's commentary focuses on registration of legislative candidates. Democracy Party in Indonesia will take place next year. The echoes of the grand event continues to grow stronger. After determining the number of political parties and determining the serial number, now the next stage is the registration of prospective legislative candidates or bacaleg. All political parties participating in the election, 18 national parties and 6 local parties, have registered all their candidates for legislative members at the Central House of Representatives or DPR, Level 1 Regional Representative Council or DPRD, and Level 2 DPRD levels on the last day of registration on Sunday. Specifically, 6 local parties are only for Aceh Province. Moreover, the General Elections Commissions or KPU of the Republic of Indonesia will carry out administrative verification of the requirements for candidates for legislative members from 15 May to 23 June 2023. In a press conference held at the KPU office, Jakarta, on Sunday evening, KPU Chairman Hashim Asyari explained that the activities which began on 15 May 2023 were research or verification of the required candidate documents. After the verification process is complete, the KPU will provide an evaluation regarding the validity of the required documents for candidates for DPRRI members to each political party participating in the 2024 election at the national level. The KPU at the provincial and regency or city levels will carry out the same administrative verification process for the required documents for candidates for provincial or DPRD and regency or city DPRD members. This assessment is divided into 2 categories, namely the correctness of documents and the validity of documents. According to Hashim Asyari, if during the verification process there are still documents that are not correct and not valid, then there will be an opportunity for the political parties to correct the documents during the repair period. After the verification process, the next stage is submitting improvements to the legislative election requirements from 26 June to 9 July 2023. After the revision process is completed, the provisional list of candidates will continue from 6 August to 23 September 2023. At this stage, constituents can see their future candidates at legislative. After passing this stage, the next step is the determination of the final candidate list from September 24 to November 3 by the KPU. Various methods have been used by political parties participating in the 2024 election to attract their constituents when registering with the KPU, starting with a procession with typical regional vehicles and traditional clothes to display famous people such as artists and humanists. Everything is done in various ways to attract prospective voters in 2024, which will be dominated by young people. In fact, since the registration of the bacaleg, voters in 2024 have started to have a peek at who the candidates for their representatives will be in the legislature. The track records, actions, and history of the legislative candidates must be scrutinized. If only the administration process is dishonest and lies, then the result of this dishonesty will have a negative impact. Legislators who are not credible and not accountable may issue products that are not of good quality in determining policies in this country. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Ahmad Faisal.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
Let's begin today in history with the All Java Youth Congress on May 16, 1945, before the Investigating Committee for Preparatory Work for Indonesian Independence, or BPUPKI, was formed. An All Java Youth Congress initiated by the Indonesian youth was held in Bandung, West Java on May 16, 1945. The Congress, which was attended by more than 100 youth delegates and students from all over Java, called on all youths in Java to unite and prepare themselves to carry out the Proclamation of Independence, which was not something given by Japan. The Congress passed two resolutions which stated that all groups, especially the youth, should be united and unified under one national leadership, and that the Declaration of Indonesian Independence should be accelerated. Let's move on to the first woman to reach the summit of Everest, Junko Tabei, on May 16, 1975. On May 16, 1975, Japanese mountaineer Junko Tabei became the first woman to reach Everest summit, the world's highest peak. She climbed via the southeast route. Everest Peak is part of the Himalayan mountain range that lies on the border of Nepal and China at an altitude of approximately 8,850 meters. We end today in history with the commemoration of the International Day of Light. The International Day of Light is commemorated every year on May 16. The determination of the date is based on the date of the world's first laser operation. UNESCO proclaimed the International Day of Light at the 39th Paris General Conference from October 30 to November 14, 2017. Following the declaration, the International Day of Light was first commemorated in 2018 up to the present day. According to UNESCO, the commemoration of the International Day of Light is meant to highlight the role of light in science, technology, art, and sustainable development.
Listeners, you are still with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Defense Minister Prabowo Subianto said the acceptance of cadets from Indonesia to become students at the United States Military Academy was a historical breakthrough. According to him, the presence of Indonesian cadets showed the level of trust and strong cooperation between Indonesia and the United States. As quoted by Antara, after a meeting with the Chief of Staff of the United States Army General James Charles McInfill at the Ministry of Defense Jakarta on Friday, Defense Minister Prabowo revealed Indonesia had sent its cadets to the Army Military Academy United States at West Point United States Naval Academy at Annapolis and Air Force Academy at Colorado Springs. They also discussed strengthening cooperation between the military of the two countries, especially in the fields of education, training, and personnel exchanges. In a press conference after the meeting, Minister Prabowo said, relations between Indonesia and the United States military have been going very well. He cited as an example Garuda Shield, which is a joint exercise between the Indonesian military and the U.S. Indo-Pacific Command. It is a form of cooperation that has existed between the two countries. Garuda Shield has been running for 15 years. According to Minister Prabowo, the joint exercise would continue, adding that Indonesia is open to training with any country. Meanwhile, General McInfill, who was also present at the press conference, said that Indonesia and the United States have the same desire to strengthen cooperation and continue to various collaboration that have been going on. General McInfill explained that the U.S. has the same goal of increasing security and prosperity through existing and already very strong cooperation. He also looks forward to the continuation of cooperation in the future. The United States Army Chief of Staff visited Indonesia for the second time and met Indonesian Minister of Defense Prabowo Subianto at his office, Jakarta. He previously also visited the Indonesian Army headquarters and met with the Indonesian Army Chief of Staff, General Dudung Abdurrahman. During the meeting, the two Army Chiefs of Staff explored opportunities to strengthen military cooperation in the future, especially in the fields of training and exchange of soldiers.
Banyak cerita yang terjadi saat ku denganmu. Ada bahagia, canda tawa, ada hati rindu. Jangan takut, pasti bertemu. Tunggu nanti kita kita bertemu. Aku tahu kau cemaskan ku saat ku tak ada di situ. Dekatmu simpan luka dalam rindu. Kesal rasanya berbalas pesan tanpa bertemu. Habiskan malam milik berdua. Jangan takut, pasti bertemu. Tunggu nanti kita bersama lagi. Tunggu nanti pasti bertemu. Simpan dulu rasa rindu. Kesalmu saat kita bertemu.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz, and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder. It is about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
VOI listener, on May 10, the community and sugarcane farmers in Cirebon Regency, West Java Province, Indonesia, held a sugarcane marriage tradition at Tersana Baru Sugar Factory, Cirebon. They paraded the cane ovaries, the bride and groom, and dozens of cane companions from the sugarcane plantations to the sugar factory. The sugarcane marriage tradition is a symbol of the people's joy in welcoming the milling season. In addition, the tradition of marrying sugarcane, which has been a culture for hundreds of years, has meaning so that sugarcane can produce an abundance of good quality sugar. This tradition took place lively and became the concern of many people because the farmers decorated the sugarcane like a human wedding procession. Before parading the cane, the farmers decorate the ovaries or parents of the whole cane with red and white ornaments on the top or head. They also decorated the groom's cane in a black suit complete with the tie. Meanwhile, the bride's cane is decorated with kebaya traditional wedding dress. As a sign, farmers wear masks with male and female characters for each bride and groom. Not only the three sugarcane trees decorated, the farmers also complete the sugarcane wedding procession with dozens of families as witnesses of the sugarcane stalks. All of them are decorated using strands of yellow coconut leaves, which are always used in wedding procession. The farmers and the community paraded and accompanied the wedding cane group to enter the new Tersana Sugar Factory area. This tradition is getting merrier when sugarcane farmers spread money to the sky. Some people in the location immediately scramble to get money. Spreading money, or surak, is a tradition that cannot be separated from the symbol of happiness. The sugarcane wedding procession is even more solemn when the sugarcane farmers gave their consent or handed over the sugarcane wedding party to the directors of Tersana Baru Sugar Factory, PT Raja Wali II Indonesia. The people then shouted legitimately and applauded. This procession marked the end of the sugarcane marriage tradition. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
I know you wanna ask, scared the moment will pass. I can see it in your eyes, just take me by surprise. And all my friends, they tell me they see you're planning to get on one knee. But I want it to be out of the blue, so make sure I have no clue when you ask. Baby, take my hand, I want you to be my husband, 'cause you're my Iron Man and I love you 3000. Baby, take a chance, 'cause I want this to be something straight out of a Hollywood movie. Now we're having dinner and baby, you're my winner. I see the way you smile, you're thinking about the aisle. You reach in your pocket, emotions unlocking. And before you could ask, I answer too fast. And all my friends, they tell me they see you're planning to get on one knee. So now
listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian, a program which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to converse in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI Foreign Broadcasting Station, and the Language Development Agency, Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is the hotel or at the hotel. Next, you will be listening to a conversation entitled Boleh Saya Lihat? Boleh Saya Lihat? Which means, can I see? This conversation takes place between Chris George Robinson, a vlogger from Australia, and the hotel receptionist. He wanted to check in the to get a room. Previously, he had made a reservation using the application. Let's listen to their conversation.
Selamat datang. Ada yang bisa saya bantu?
Saya sudah pesan kamar melalui aplikasi.
Baik. Boleh saya lihat bukti reservasi dan identitas Bapak?
After we listen to the conversation, I will provide vocabulary related to today's material. Boleh saya lihat? Boleh saya lihat, which means can I see? I will say the word slowly twice each and you can repeat after me. Boleh. Boleh, which means may. Saya. Saya, which means I. Lihat. Lihat, which means see. Bukti reservasi. Bukti reservasi, which means proof of reservation. Identitas Anda. Identitas Anda, which means your identity card. Boleh saya lihat bukti reservasi dan identitas Bapak? Boleh saya lihat bukti reservasi dan identitas Bapak? Which means, may I see your proof of reservation and ID card, sir? Reservasi, reservasi, which means reservation. Kamar, kamar, which means room. Aplikasi, aplikasi, which means application. In the conversation, you heard the phrase, boleh saya lihat bukti reservasi dan identitas Bapak? Boleh saya lihat bukti reservasi dan identitas Bapak? Which means, may I see your proof of reservation and ID card, sir? In that speech, there is an expression, boleh saya. Boleh saya, which means, may I. The expression, ulang, the expression, boleh saya, which means, may I, is used to convey a request in a subtle or more polite manner. This expression can be followed by activities expected by the speaker, such as lihat bukti reservasi dan identitas Bapak. Lihat bukti reservasi dan identitas Bapak, which means see your proof of reservation and ID card, sir. Thus, it becomes boleh saya lihat bukti reservasi dan identitas Bapak? Boleh saya lihat bukti reservasi dan identitas Bapak? Which means, may I see your proof of reservation and ID card, sir? Other examples. Let's listen to other examples of expression to make a request. Boleh saya lihat kamar di lantai atas? Boleh saya lihat kamar di lantai atas? Which means, may I get a room upstairs? Boleh saya minta nomor ponsel Anda? Boleh saya minta nomor ponsel Anda? Which means, may I have your cell phone number, please? To book hotels in Indonesia, you can use various methods, for example, through hotel booking websites and applications on mobile devices. This makes it easier for you to book a hotel according to your criteria. Before ending Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian today, for more details, let's listen to examples of conversation once again.
Selamat datang. Ada yang bisa saya bantu?
Saya sudah pesan kamar melalui aplikasi.
Baik. Boleh saya lihat bukti reservasi dan identitas Bapak?
That was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian with the topic Di Hotel. Di Hotel or at the Hotel. And a conversation entitled Boleh Saya Lihat? Boleh saya lihat, which means can I see? Hopefully this edition will be useful for those of you who want to get to know Bahasa Indonesia or Indonesian better. We will meet again tomorrow with a different material. Thank you for listening. Sampai berjumpa lagi. Till we meet again.
Kau terlalu indah dari sekedar kata. Dunia berhenti sejenak menikmati indahmu.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
Listeners, you are still with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about music. And for today's edition, we will present traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's music corner presents a Malay song entitled Pelalawan by Maharani. The song Pelalawan was composed by the first regent of Pelalawan Regency, Tengku Azmun Ja'far. The song tells about the beauty of Pelalawan Regency. The lyrics tell about Pelalawan, an area with fertile soil, dense forests, and pure original cultural custom. The song also invites the people of Pelalawan Regency to unite to advance Pelalawan Regency in Riau Province, Sumatra Island, Indonesia. Well, listener, here is the song Pelalawan by Maharani. Enjoy the song.
Membangun negeri ini agar tak ketinggalan zaman.
Well, listeners, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. We would like to say thank you very much for your kind attention, listeners, for you to listen to our program for today. And we will give you another interesting information. And stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voynews.id. Well, listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, and Twitter at Voy Indonesia, email voy@voynews.id. Thank you.